A few short months from now, federal and state foresters around the West will purposely set controlled burns to reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfires later. This is a regular practice in Oregon, Idaho, and California, but much less common in Washington state. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Olympia on an effort to change that.
Land managers in Idaho fight fire with fire nearly twice or three times as often as in neighboring Washington, and that's small potatoes compared to Oregon, which has seen way more acreage purposely burned than any of its neighbors on average over the past 6 years. The point of prescribed burns is to reduce fuel loads with a controlled, low-intensity fire. Yes, that creates smoke, acknowledges State Senator Linda Evans-Parlett, who represents wildfire-ravaged north-central Washington.
I have to tell you, I say, how do we want our smoke?
Do you want it in small batches in spring and fall, or a smothering blanket for 30 straight days at the height of the summer tourist season?
The huge economic impact of the fires and the smoke and so forth, we are still not recovered from.
The Wenatchee Republican says she's uncertain why Washington lags far behind other Western states on this wildfire control strategy. She's pushing several bills that focus on changing policy at Washington's Department of Natural Resources to maximize burn days. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.